Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and you're listening to Shalom Health and Wellness with Apostle Loretta Williams. Apostle Loretta Williams is a motivational speaker and teacher who will be sharing information that is essential and vital to our physical body welfare, which also includes the benefits of nutritious meals, herbs and spices, and various foods that provide protein and vitamins that are good for our bodies. Today's topic lesson, live a stress-free life. Life is too precious for us to take it for granted. Life has so much to offer. Why should we deprive ourselves of enjoying it to the fullness? Stress comes to rob us of our good health and peace of mind. Avoid worry, anxiety, fretting, and getting in anything or anyone that continues to bring drama into your home, work, or personal atmosphere. Do those things, even the simple pleasures that make you happy and live longer. Click on the play tab or link to listen to the live program or the recorded broadcast after the scheduled airtime. Be sure to click the follow tab on the Freshman of Blog Talk Radio program to be alerted for future programs. Scripture topic, 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. and Pastor Loretta Williams. It's us on Facebook, Google Plus, and LinkedIn. And without further ado, my mentor, my second mother, who I love dearly, Apostle Loretta Williams.
Good morning. Thank you so much, son. Amen. Our moderator and co-host is Brother Dante Gaines from Baltimore, Maryland. And I am Apostle Loretta Williams coming to you with some health tips on today from Shalom Health and Wellness. And I pray that you'll share this with family and friends. Amen. Invite them to listen to the recorded segment. I believe it'll be a tremendous blessing to those that are dealing with stress. There's an old proverb that says, I'm too blessed to be stressed. Well, sadly, many Christians, saints, men and women of God, they know that they are blessed. They, amen, praise God, believe that they are living a blessed life, but they are oppressed by the spirit of worry, fear, anxiety, which leads to stress. The Bible tells us that fear has torment. So when you allow fear to enter into your personal domain, your personal atmosphere, then it begins to control not only how you think, but how you feel. Every individual, whether you're a Christian or a non-believer, life is too precious for us to take it for granted. And we need to start doing things for ourselves that will cause us to live free life. How is that possible? Well, I'm going to read some things from a website called Simple to Remember, and it is a Judaism online. This has been written by a rabbi, and praise God, I hope that it will bless and help you to learn how to live a stress-filled life. He's going to give us 20 ideas on how to master serenity, how to master having peace, peace in our mind, peace in our bodies, because the word of God tells us, such as a man thinketh, so is he. So when you can begin to master your thoughts, you can take control over how you feel. I know that may seem a hard reality, but it is the truth. Amen. As long as you dwell on something unpleasant, even, amen, how you may be feeling, I always try to think of something positive when I don't feel well. I always try to put my focus on something pleasant when I'm dealing with an unpleasant situation or circumstance. And I've learned that there are certain things that I do not do before I go to bed or when I wake up first thing in the morning, because I want to get my mind in tune, amen, praise God, to the Spirit of God so that I can be serene and so that I can live a stress-filled life. So Rabbi, amen, praise God, lets us know these 20 things that we can do to help ourselves. Amen. You've got to be willing, first of all, to help yourself, okay? It is your life. It's your mind. It's your body. Amen. So you have to make the choice on allowing situations, circumstances, even people to dominate, influence, and control you to the point that you are stressed. Here's some things we can do. First of all, as I said, serenity is a choice that you make with your own mind. You must decide on whether or not you are going to live a peaceful, stress-free life. And in doing that, you have to make some choices of what you will and you will not allow. Amen. Praise God. A classic example is I don't open up mail after dinner time, late at night. I don't care what it is, unless, you know, sometimes even when you're opening up a non-suspecting letter and then you read it and someone has put something in there to disturb your spirit, and then you can't sleep all night long. Amen. Praise God. I'm definitely not opening up no bills, because I've learned that it'll wait till tomorrow. Even if I get up in the morning after I've had my prayer and then make arrangements on the bill. But I'm not going to sleep on it, as some people say. Amen. I want to sleep peacefully, and I want to rest in the Lord and the power of his might. So I choose what I watch. I choose what I listen to before I go to bed. Serenity is a choice. You have to even choose who you talk to and what you talk about. You know, sometimes we have some friends and they don't do anything but keep up a bunch of drama and confusion. Well, why would you talk to that person before you go to bed and then have them dump their garbage in your head? Then you can't sleep because you are disturbed by what you heard. Many times people get into arguments in the family home, and then they disturb the atmosphere of the entire household. Serenity is a choice. We have to make up our minds that how we want to live in our homes, our places of employment. Amen. Praise God. Again, what you see, what you hear, oh my goodness, and even what you allow into your personal space will definitely have an impact on living a stress-free life. There are multiple ways you can be calm and serene. Amen, praise God. And one of those things is we got to learn how to focus on things that are pleasant. Stop dwelling on pleasant things. Oh, I don't have a job. Oh, I don't have a man. I don't have a husband. I don't have a wife. Oh, I don't have a car. Oh, I don't have a nice clothes to wear, you know. I don't have the money to go back to school. All of these things, amen, praise God, can be resolved in due time. What you need to focus on is what you do have and what good things are you accomplishing now. And then start making plans for your future to live a stress-free life. I have certain things that I do just for myself. And I know when I do these things that they make me feel happy and good about myself. And that's what you need to do. You need to resolve that I am going to put myself first so that I can live stress-free. I'm not going to allow people or situations or circumstances to dominate and control me by taking away my calm and serene atmosphere. I choose to focus. Amen. When I get up in the morning, I have prayer time. Amen. I'm very alert in the morning. This is my best time of the day for me. I like to get on and put inspirational music on. I keep a peaceful atmosphere so that I can do my work. Amen. Praise God. And that causes me to flow. Hallelujah, praise God. And then, amen, praise God, I eat a good breakfast. Amen. Sometimes I may eat a heavier breakfast than others based on what I have to do. But by the time the afternoon comes and I'm ready to, amen, go out or, amen, even face some more challenges, I've already began my day, amen, by setting the atmosphere and absorbing peaceful energy. Amen. I don't start my day off with a bunch of confusion. Amen. Even when I'm dealing with my family, I have a routine for my grandchildren when I'm with them. Amen. Praise God. So that the house is peaceful. The house is serene. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right. The next thing, we live from moment to moment. So in this moment, you have to choose to meditate. Meditate on the word of God day and night. Take a few moments when you feel yourself getting stressed out. take time out and begin to meditate on the passages of the Word of God. One of the books, amen, that always brings peace to my mind is the book of Psalms, especially the 23rd Psalm, the 91st Psalm. Amen, praise God. I like those particular books because, amen, they deal with, amen, my situation, my circumstances, and letting me know, amen, praise God, that God loves me, God is watching over me, God is protecting me, his angels, amen, put a hedge of protection over me. These are things that you need so that, amen, you can calm any stress that tries to come into your mind, okay? And then a lot of times don't receive it. A lot of times if you're in a place, a workplace, or at school, even before I used to take an exam, amen, I would pray. I would silently pray and ask God to help me to focus, to bring everything back into my remembrance that I learned. I'd take a deep breath, and then, amen, I would start my exam. And many times things that I had forgotten would come back to me. All right, in the workplace, many times there would be the stressful situations. We need to have this order or this work load done by a certain time of the day, and I would, amen, have to get myself in a frame of mind that this got to be done, and I need to change the atmosphere to energetic. So for energetic to me is I like some good music, some, amen, some praise music or, amen, something that, you know, makes me feel good, like the song Happy, like by Pharrell Williams. And, amen, there's so much. I'm a music lover. So music does two things. It inspires me, it encourages me, it motivates me, and it also relieves a lot of stress off of me when I'm working or trying to get something done. And so because I'm working, I don't want to put on relaxing music and go to sleep. No, amen, I need something that's going to get me pumping and moving, amen, praise God, so I can get the job done. And I don't want to be distracted, so even then I listen a lot of times to various types of music that won't put me to sleep, but then, amen, praise God, will also not cause me to want to just get up, amen, praise God, and get my shout and praise on. You got to use some wisdom, amen. One of the favorite things I love to do to relieve stress is get out of my surroundings and go sit around some water, amen. If I can't get out the house, then, amen, I go sit in the tub, light me a candle, amen, have me some soft music, some aromatic bath oils and scents. I mean, you know, a lot of times we think that we got to go out and spend money to relieve stress. Oh, living stress-free, amen, get you a bathtub, amen, or a foot tub, and put you some lemon and lime in there. Oh, my goodness. And soak your feet, and especially in this hot weather. Take some of that stress off your body. Amen, praise God. Get you a good book. Go to the library or the bookstore. Read a good book. Amen, praise God. I at one time used to read a book a week, and I'm talking about books with 15, 20 chapters. I'd read a chapter or two every day, especially if the book was something that I was enjoying. I would sit and I would read and I would let my mind, amen, relax and take me to, amen, the place or imaginary things, amen, that make me feel good. So, amen, reading is wonderful. Amen. It absorbs your concentration so that, amen, praise God, when you're wrapped in a good book, you don't allow other things to come in and disturb your concentration on what you're reading. Amen. So that's just some of the things. You know, whatever you can focus on to get strengthened, that's what you need to do by focusing on that. Some people do artwork. Some people draw. Amen, praise God. While others, amen, they have found some type of hobby. My mother used to sew. amen, as a seamstress, and she got a lot of joy out of doing that. Where is your passion? What is it that you like to do that can relieve your stress? I used to get stressed out as a teenager, and I'd come home and I'd play the piano. I had a piano since I was 8 years old, and I would come, my mother said she always knew how I was feeling by the tunes that I played on the piano. She could kind of tell when I was upset, and then she could tell when I had calmed down and when I was in good spirit, because the melody would change. Amen, praise God. Same way with the type of music that I listen to. I don't always have to stomp on the devil's head, amen, or go into spiritual warfare. There are times, amen, praise God, when I just want to enter into that blissful worship. Oh, thank you, Jesus, and remind myself of how great a God I serve, or even, amen, here's something that involves with my personal relationships, amen, how much I love my family. I have a little song that I sang to my grandson. You are my sunshine. You make me happy. Amen, praise God. It's a little song, amen, praise God, but he loves to hear me sing it to him, and that's just how I feel. He's my sunshine, and he makes me happy. And whenever I'm blue, I begin to focus on my relationship with my little grandson, and it puts a smile on my face. And that's another thing that will relieve stress. It's learn how to smile. Learn how to have a pleasant attitude. When you are around unpleasant people all the time, when you are around people that are mean all the time, amen, praise God, people that like to argue, keep up a bunch of confusion, you're not going to have a stress-free life. You need to just learn, amen, how somewhere they say get somewhere and be still and be quiet. Okay, amen. A lot of times you may have to consistently talk to yourself just to calm yourself down. When I get vexed, I will find myself fussing. Amen, praise God. A couple of times I remember I'd be in my car and I would be fussing about things that would happen to me. Well, you don't want to do that, because that sets the atmosphere to invite demonic activity, amen, because you're releasing a lot of negativity into the atmosphere, and that draws familiar spirits. And so, amen, I'm very careful now that I don't get upset and get vexed and drive. That's a sure invitation to have something catastrophic happen to you. So my mother has always told me, don't leave the house angry. Amen. You know you're angry when you start slamming doors. Anything can happen to you. You may not make it back. So make sure, I said, it's better to stay home, go into your prayer closet, go into your room. You know, another good thing to help relieve stress is sleep. And the enemy doesn't want us to do that. But I tell you what, especially on a day like today, it's raining. It was raining this morning. This is some good sleeping weather. I tell you what, amen, praise God. And a lot of times when you find yourself getting stressed out, you need to stop what you're doing. Take a siesta. Take a nap. Amen, praise God. Listen, that problem that you're dealing with ain't going nowhere. So, amen, praise God, put it over to the side and take care of yourself, your mental, your spiritual, amen. Health is more important than whatever it is trying to get you stressed out. Then I've learned, amen, they tell you, exhale and inhale. Learn how to breathe. A sure factor that you're being stressed out is when, amen, praise God, you begin to hyperventilate. Oh, my goodness, I've had that happen to me. Or, amen, your heart begins racing, you're getting migraines, headaches. Oh, all of these things are sure signs that something, amen, is triggering a mechanism in your physical body that is warning you, you need to calm down, okay? Amen, praise God. And so you need to do just that. If you need to leave, I tell my children, especially when they're at work or they're at school, and people begin to vex you, or as they say, get on your last nerve, and then time to take a 5-10 minute break, go outdoors. I have even went and sat in my car during my break time just to get out of the work area. Amen, praise God. And read a daily devotional or read some scriptures. At lunchtime, many times I was so tired and overworked, I went and got in my van, amen, praise God, and took a nap for a half hour and then ate my lunch or even slept the whole lunchtime, got up and went back to my desk and ate my lunch. But I was refreshed, I renewed, and I was revived, all right? A lot of things here, you need to let it go. We still holding on to stuff happened from yesterday, last year, and years ago. No wonder you stressed out. Amen. Those individuals gone about their business, and you still upset over what has taken place in the past. All right? You are empowered to forgive and let it go. It's time to move on. You're a better person than allowing some negative spirit to hold on to you to make your life miserable. All right? Amen. Praise God. And so be around some people and do some things. Amen. Change. If you're unhappy, it's time for a change. It's time to do some things that make you feel good about yourself. It can be something as simple as taking a stroll or a walk in the park, amen, praise God, or even going out with close friends, amen, for a night out just to laugh. Laughter is healing medicine for your soul, amen, praise God. Oh, I tell you, I have some friends and some relatives, and when I get around them, oh, they can say things that make me forget about whatever problem I'm going through because they have that joy that enables them to cause people to laugh. Thank God for that. Amen. Praise God. So put a smile on your face. Amen. Don't worry. Be happy. Amen. I believe it's one of the songs by Bob Marley. Amen. Praise God. That's how you live a stress-free life. Amen. Praise God. Tomorrow is not promised to anybody. So enjoy your life today. Reach out to somebody. Amen. When you feel yourself getting overwhelmed and oppressed, amen, don't allow any type of negativity to lead you into a state of despair or depression. Release it. Let it go. Get around some positive people, your family, your friends, amen, a network of support. It's very important that we have support, amen, praise God, from people who understand us and who people that support us. And then, amen, praise God, it will help you to live a better and a more vibrant life. Well, this is Apostle Loretta Williams. Amen. Going to give it back to our host, Brother Dante Gaines. God bless you.
Amen. We pray that you have learned something here on Shalom Health and Wellness with Apostle Brother Williams. And we just pray that you do something positive to enjoy your stress-free life. You want to dance away to the music of the Lord. Amen.